Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. All right. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot to talk about. Just a quick catch-up. Bertha, 50-mile-an-hour sustained wind, still a tropical storm. They don't believe she's going to get much stronger as she heads northwest at 5 miles an hour. You still have some warnings out for the coastline of the panhandle of Florida, but it looks like she is headed toward Louisiana. Than Texas after that, and we'll keep you up to date when and if that situation should change. But joining us right now, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I got to tell you, this has to get your goat. You know, I read a headline, Byron Donald's ready, you know, he is ready to debate. I'm like, wow, that's a turnaround. Yeah. But then I read further, and it turns out, yeah, he'll debate David Jolly. I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think maybe he's looking, you know, getting his chickens counted before they're all hatched?
Yeah, look, man, this is absolutely ridiculous. For Byron to think that he's the presumptive nominee, I'll tell you what, man, he should go talk to people in the community, not just his consultants, because people are not enamored with Byron Donalds right now. The polling we put out, we shared it, all the tabs, all the information, it is very clear. This is a two-person race right now in the primary between he and I. And I don't think primary voters love it a whole lot when he just presumptively thinks he's going to get that support. Show up and debate, man. If you're that strong, if you have that much of a lead, then you have nothing to risk and nothing to lose. Show up and show how strong you are.
Well, yeah,
Otherwise, you're disrespecting the voter.
Yeah, I see it as kind of, as a Florida voter, I see it as sort of a, you know, lacking respect for us and for our ability to choose the best candidate to lead us forward. He's kind of circumventing that whole thing. We've seen the Democrats do that on the national stage with the last-minute Kamala Harris thing, and I thought everybody agreed that wasn't the way to go. And, yeah, it looks like. It looks like he got the golden touch from President Trump, and it seems like he kind of put it on cruise control, to be honest. I mean, let me ask you this, all right? Your current job as lieutenant governor, give us an idea of how that could possibly prepare you to actually take the job of governor.
Well, I will tell you what. I'm worked with and learned from the best. Ron DeSantis is a generational leader. He is. He has done incredible things with our state. He and I, despite what people will want to put out on Twitter, we have a great relationship. We communicate. We have no problems. We are sharing the same mindset. We have the same approach. Who better to learn how to run the state from than him? Don't forget the fact that those five bills that I passed, many of those help define policy that we live with and is a part of our life right now. That created the environment we operate in terms of law and order, agriculture, economy, things that we did in blocking and banning China from buying land. Those are things that I did, that I carried. And then I had the opportunity as lieutenant governor to work alongside Ron while we institute those. Look at what we do under storms and hurricanes and everything else. I have been there at the forefront as a senator, as a nonprofit leader, and as lieutenant governor, the entire time, What better way to prepare yourself to lead than to work side by side with the best we've had in our state's history?
You know, we're less than a month away from the primary. I mean, I know you know that. Early voting even starts before that. I mean, why not just walk right into his office and say, yo, Ron, buddy, I need the endorsement, man. Come on.
Yeah. You know, I'll leave the conversations like that and things that go on behind the scenes, right? We don't share that stuff. But what I'll tell you is this. I'm the only person in this race who he has supported. He's the only one who I've been handpicked by him to be his lieutenant governor. And the simple fact is this. He said he's not endorsing Byron, not endorsing Renner, and Fishback's on his cup of tea. That leaves one person that he hasn't said that about. You got to take everything that's out there. And look, I'm grateful for everything he's done. Hook, line, sinker, push or pull. I'm grateful to be the lieutenant governor for Governor Ron DeSantis. We are in a great position. And, you know, we're polling about the same place where Ron DeSantis was about 8 years ago. We can close this gap. And I want the people to remember that despite what other folks will tell you, you get a vote and you have a choice. And it's up to you who the next governor is, not anybody else.
The data center controversy is not going away, and I don't think it will for good reason. I just want to make sure, is your take on that, has it altered or changed? Because, you know, we're finding out that some of the information that was very negative toward data centers may not be true, and that a lot of this could be propaganda actually sent directly or indirectly by, say, the Chinese.
Yeah. So what I'll tell you, with data centers, the reason we're not doing a moratorium, why I don't think you need to, is because you have to take everything as an evolving situation. I still have concerns over hyperscale data centers, 110%. I think the water and power usage is really high. But data centers are nothing new, and I've said that since Jump Street. You should be concerned about hyperscalers, but data centers have been around since 1950 in some way, shape, or form. They're in our communities, and we never knew about them. People didn't talk about them. That's why Governor DeSantis has put guardrails in. No power cost will be related to people. No loss of water quality will be related to the people. And the third part is, and I think this is critical, the cities and counties, they deserve to know who the customer is. You cannot build a good relationship if it's wrapped up in NDA after NDA after NDA. They need to know who they're bringing in and what it's going to look like. If we do those three things, I think you have clarity to help shape this. But let's also be clear. If we have a moratorium and we let the state step in and overreach, we can't become what we've been fighting against the federal government for. Nobody wants federal overreach. I don't want the state in the city and county's business any more than we have to. Our founding fathers gave us a republic if we can keep it. And that means checks and balances. And that means echelons of responsibility. And that means we have to let the cities and counties do what they're supposed to do, give them guardrails, and then if you lie, cheat, steal, you do something that's not appropriate to our cities and counties, well, the state should come in and hammer you and hold those people accountable, because we don't do that to Floridians, not now, not ever, not under my watch.
Now, the property tax thing, you know, may wind up on the ballot. Voters will have at least an opportunity to speak on that, although it goes in steps. Is it still your goal to eventually eliminate all property taxes from Florida homeowners?
Yeah, I would love to get there. I think it's the American dream to own your home free and clear of the government. But, you know, this bill came through with a different permutation, a different adjusted footprint. This will be on the ballot. This is still the most meaningful property tax relief we've had in our state's history. But whoever the next governor is, and if it's me, we're going to have to implement this. We're going to have to put it in place if it passes. I think we still need to take care of the trust fund at the back end of this for those fiscally constrained counties. I think that's a critical part of it. And then moving forward, I think we have to chart out a course, and this will be working with the 67 counties to show how we can get more relief between now and then. And I think it's something we have to talk about, because our people deserve that relief. We got to remind ourselves it's not the government's money, it's the people's money. We want them to keep it.
Well, on that note, we always appreciate your time, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, and less than a month away from the primary.
Yes, sir.
So, yep, get it together, folks, and thank you, sir, for your time on the air.
All right, thanks, Bob. Have a good one, my friend.
All right, you too. Take care. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Looking for some upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. More headlines, top stories, Iran. Anything new breaking there? I'll tell you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you guys want to do today? What's going on? Ah, work. Yeah, it gets in the way, doesn't it?
Have a good time. Yeah.
Hey, not complaining. Happy to have a job. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, you know, I'm always promoting the podcast, and for very good reason. A great example, the interview I just did with, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. Okay, and his response when I said, hey, can't you just go into the governor's office? I mean, you're the lieutenant, you're LT, man. You just go in there and say, yo, Ron, come on. We're less than a month away from the primary. I need you to put your stamp of approval on me. Give me that endorsement, pal. You know, these guys are, brothers in arms. They both served in the military, right? He chose, Jay Collins to be his right-hand guy and to be able to fill in immediately should something happen. Yeah, so his response was golden, and you got to check it out for yourself, and that's one of the many awesome reasons we have the Bob Rose Show podcast for you free on Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen. You simply search the Bob Rose Show and hit follow wherever you normally get your podcast, and it really is quite that simple. All right, so yeah, you know that had to rub him the wrong way when he hears that Byron Donalds he's ready to go on debate. Let's debate. Let's talk about it. Paul Renner? Jay Collins? They're all like, yeah, baby. Oh, no, no. No, he wasn't talking to you. He wasn't inviting you. He wants to go against the Democrat, David Jolly. Well, just hold on, sir. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And I think that's pretty much where Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins was coming from. I think it's interesting. You know, the big money and the Trump endorsement, so there's going to be a natural lead there by Byron, maybe. He gets, more national attention. He's on Fox quite a bit. Does that mean he will make the best governor? Well, that's really up to the voters to decide that, isn't it? And it will be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I remember a guy came out of nowhere and did a fantastic job, in my opinion. You might remember the name Ted Yoho. He was going against then state senator Steve Ulrich, the late great Steve Ulrich, there was somebody else that was probably better known than Ted Yoho. They're like, everybody's like, huh, who, what? He's an animal vet. Oh, that's good. Turned out to be, in my opinion, awesome. So is that going to be Jay Collins kind of popping up there? Paul Renner? Or, is Byron Donalds the top horse and nothing's going to stop him? That's why we have elections. Mm-hmm. That's why even primaries are very important. And remember, I kept reminding everybody, the deadline ended yesterday to register to vote. Hopefully you are registered, and early voting for the primary begins August 7th. So what are we? Wow. 3 weeks? Not even, I don't think.
This summer is just going by.
It is.
Were you trying to think of Cliff Stearns?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly it.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the
heads
up.
Yeah. And Cliff, years and years. I mean, he was the guy. Yeah, I forgot all about that. And I was the recipient of a flag that flew over the Capitol as a gift from Cliff Stearns. So
nice.
I'll never forget the gift, but I'm sorry that I forgot the name for just a moment there.
It happens.
But thanks. Who lets you know?
Oh, it was our buddy Tim Martin.
Well, thanks, sorry. Tim. Yeah, he knows his stuff for sure.
Oh, yes, he does.
So anything is possible.
I mean, nobody thought DeSantis would win. And we almost had Gillum. Talk about scary thoughts.
I mean, look, if I had money to bet, I would have said Adam Putnam. He's your star.
Everybody thought so.
And, I never even really honestly gave DeSantis really not even a second thought, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew, look, military experience, clean cut, he checks the boxes, but Putnam was... He seemed to be quite the political animal, you know, on the move. I haven't heard. What's he doing now? Haven't heard. You know, usually somebody like that, he was young. You'd see they have some, a political future. But sometimes they, dive back into business, whatever. But we'll see. We will see. And it's one of the things that'll keep it interesting. I don't know why that's on my... my dad appeared on the air. But anyway, what do we got coming up? Trump is getting into, a little bit of a squabble with Canada. And I'm just wondering out loud, you know, is it worth it? Of course, Trump says, you know, we're answering back to tariffs that the Canadians did. And the Canadians say, well, that's because we answered back to tariffs that you did. And, you know, back and forth, pointing fingers and all that. But Trump is imposing a 50% tariff on a variety of Canadian goods. So you better hurry up, and I would stock up on hockey sticks right now while you have the opportunity.
Yeah,
if Canadian Club is your brand, you might want to get that done. Whatever else you're getting from Canada. And I don't know. We'll go. The White House published a proclamation. The duties the United States imposing are through Section 228 of the Tariff Act of 1930. And apparently that hasn't been utilized in some years. And it imposes a 50% tariff on a different set of Canadian imports covering products ranging from wine to, I wasn't kidding, hockey sticks, to cement. ABC News provided further details. They said a list of goods covered by the new duties is very wide-ranging, from dairy products, alcohol-related products, to some food products, but it'll also cover some construction materials, clothing, furniture, technology, and car parts. All right? And, the president was just hanging out with the Prime Minister, Mark Carney, at the World Cup. He thought maybe they could get something done over handshake.
Yeah.
Somebody rubbed somebody the wrong way, possibly. All right. Or once again, could this be part of a setup so that the art of the deal can once again come out like the shining rock star that he is and put together a deal that benefits America, but also could be beneficial for our friends to the north and Canada as well?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Hey. Canada's indigenous community angry as government abandons them to wildfires. Yeah, it's not just the people in the Midwest are getting choked out and smoked out. What about the people that actually live near some of those forests? 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More top stories next on 97.3 The Sky.
Las Vegas was built for stars, And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
.934 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Good morning and welcome. The 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Some of your top stories for the 10th consecutive night. The bombings continued over Iran and also Tropical Storm Bertha. 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds moving northwest at approximately 5 miles an hour. We'll give you further updates, of course, this morning and throughout the day. But for right now, we want to connect with a member of the Florida State House. Tom Fabrizio is with us. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, I just talked to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, and I gave him a little friendly ribbing. I'm like, hey, can't you just go into the governor's office and go, yo, pal, it's less than a month away. How about an endorsement? And, you know, a little chuckle out of it or whatever. But then I read that you just recently endorsed Byron Donalds. What's going on?
Yeah, so, Byron, let me tell you this. Jay Collins, Lieutenant Governor Collins, is a dear friend and a great American and a great Lieutenant Governor. Speaker Paul Renner, a great man and a dear friend. And he would, all three of them would make great governors. But what I'll tell you is that Byron Donalds has been working hard. I've known Byron for a good number of years. Byron has the support. Byron has the power to make this happen, and Byron's going to continue to make Florida strong. So I do support Byron Donalds, and I do believe that he should be our next governor.
Well, I agree with you with the fact that in some ways we can't lose between the three of them. They would all be, I believe they're all excellent candidates in their own way. So I'm with you on that. Hey, what's going on with this sales tax vacation we get? It's all about back to school, right?
Yeah, so the back to school sales tax shopping holiday is something that we've done in Florida for a good number of years. This year we pushed it back. We pushed it back to starting in yesterday, July 20th, all the way through August 20th. It is an excellent opportunity. And I'm going to tell you, my wife started shopping yesterday, and she's going to be shopping for the next 30 days to get the tax savings. So it's a great deal. So any computer items or accessories like tablets and whatnot, $1,500 or less, no taxes. Any clothing, footwear, backpacks, $100 each item or less, no taxes. Most school supplies, which are each $50 or less, no taxes. And then learning aids like jigsaw puzzles and flashcards and things of that nature, $30 or less, no taxes. So it's a great opportunity. It does a couple of things. Number one, it helps affordability. It helps families go out there and get the things they need at a savings. And it also, it helps to keep moving our Florida economy. So this is a win-win, and it's the time to go do it. We like it a little earlier because before the school year for many parts of the state would have already started for part of the back-to-school shopping holiday. This way you get it all in before school starts.
Yeah, I think we sometimes we forget some of the items like a computer, tablet, how important that is these days, and what a savings you could get on, you know, a substantial ticket item like that, $1,500 or less. And look, raised three kids here in Florida, and yeah, every little bit helps, man, when you're trying to make ends meet and you got to get the kids, prepared to learn. So yeah, I think it's a great idea, and hopefully that will continue. Speaking of taxes, property taxes, the part that's going to show up on the ballot, is that good enough? And what about the gaps that are left in terms of public safety and the schools? Do you think this is all being addressed properly?
I do. And I got to tell you, it's unfortunate that there's a lot of confusion being put out on the airwaves, not by you, but by others, unfortunately. There are not going to be any gaps. This is an increase to the property tax, homestead property tax exemption, and we have a an exception in there for schools. Police officers and fires are going to be prioritized by the municipalities. There's no question about that. We've increased the homestead property tax exemption more than once, and every time that this has been done in the state of Florida, this parade of horribles is brought out by everyone. And the fact is, the state of Florida has been strong. It's grown, and it will continue to be strong, and it will continue to grow. Our municipalities are going to be A-okay. But let me tell you, when I go to church and when I go to Publix, all I hear are people telling us how we need to cut property taxes and how this referendum item has to pass. This is the affordability item, and it's in the hands of the voters, and I urge them to vote for it so that they can pay less in property tax.
Well, especially, you know, we also talked to the CFO, Blazing Goalie, on a regular basis, even before he was appointed to that position. And man, he has uncovered, you know, so much wasteful spending in a lot of counties and municipalities. Of course, he can't go through all of them yet, but in the ones he has, substantial amounts of money. Will this reduction in property taxes, will it help to police the kind of spending and waste that we're experiencing now?
Absolutely, and that's the idea. The idea is, and you know, we've also passed other bills this last session that go into effect that create more transparency in the municipal and the county budgeting process. So we get to, so that the man on the street and the voters get to see really what's going on with their tax dollars, and that's critically important. They need to tighten their belts because it's not their money. It's not the county's money. It's not the municipality's money. It's the taxpayers' money. And these services have to be services that are absolutely needed. And the needed services have to be prioritized, like fire and police and road work. These are the things that we need. We don't need to be paying huge amount of taxes for all sorts of boondoggles. And we need to make sure that the folks that are putting those boondoggles up with our tax dollars, they have to answer as to why they're doing that. So that's what this referendum is about. It's a very simple thing. If you want it, if you want to pay less in taxes, vote yes.
We also want to make sure that there's not going to be a gap for some counties that are rural and they don't produce a lot of property taxes, but yet you have to police and you have to have, you know, fire and all that for these counties, like Gilchrist County is not too far from us. I know you're from the Miami Lakes area. You have a density of population there that means delivering these municipal services is, well, it's a little bit easier. In the rural areas, it's a real challenge. Are we going to be able to fill that gap in terms of funding what they need to be able to do?
I expect we will, because remember, this is a reduction in only in homestead. So any prop, this doesn't touch commercial. This doesn't touch non-homestead properties. Well, what it does is, for the non-homestead properties, it puts a glide path where the max tax increase a year right now is 10%. Those properties are going to be maxed out at a potential increase of 5%. So this provides a glide path so we don't have crazy taxation upwards, but it also, this is limited to the homestead properties. So the counties are going to be fine. The estimates have been done. The Revenue Estimating Conference did its work several times. It's been reviewed, and you know, the governor wanted greater tax cuts. We wanted greater tax cuts, but this is what the state can bear, and the state can bear it. They will be fine. The counties and municipalities are going to be A-okay, and police and fire will be fully funded.
I'll give you one more thing I'd like you to deal with, and that is something that, you know, I've wrestled with, trying to learn more, trying to get accurate information, and I know it's going to impact Floridians in the very near future, and that is data centers. I'd like to get your take on it.
So the data center issue is an interesting one. I start from the position where I believe that a property owner should be able to do whatever they want with their property. So if you sell your property, you should be able to sell it to whoever you want. However, we need to make sure that the impacts on the state are mitigated. So If you sell your property and you sell it to a data center and that data center is not going to cause everyone in your county to pay more on electricity, that's probably going to be a problem. And we're going to make sure that whoever that data center is, they're going to have to pay for that electricity. It shouldn't be the ratepayers. It shouldn't be you and me and our neighbors funding a multi-billion-dollar corporation to be able to run their business. They should pay their own costs, and they should be able to stand on their own 2 feet. So we need to have a balance. And the other side is we don't want to have a situation where we have a rust belt down the road where we've built too many of these things and we end up finding out that they weren't needed, and it creates a blight and problems otherwise. So we want to make sure that as they go forward and they're developed, they're done in a smart way, and the need and the capacity is there. But I'm certain that the market's going to yield this in the correct way, and I think we're going to move forward properly. We want to make sure that Florida keeps growing in the right way, in a sustainable way, and I'm certain that with the legislation we passed this last year on data centers, we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, don't worry about the empty buildings. We'll just turn them all into indoor pickleball courts.
Yeah, right.
Hey, right. We very much appreciate your time. Florida House Member Tom Fabricio, thank you so much, and thanks for sharing the information with us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Bob. All the best. Take care.
All right. Sales tax holiday.
Woo!
Get your goodies. Get your goodies.
Who doesn't love a holiday?
Well, you always think about, you know, the clothing aspect. I forgot about things that he brought up, like tablets and stuff, up to $1,500. Backpacks, you know, everything that goes along with it. A lot of them qualify under that tax holiday. So,
nice.
Hey, take advantage of it. 9:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, up next, and brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:50, 10 minutes until 10 o'clock. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that we share with you and you share with us. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kay. What's making you smile?
Oh, those stories you bring us. I'm so happy you do that. The stories about the little lab dogs that are being released to people who love them. And the story you brought us yesterday about the little black pit bull. Oh, that just made me smile. There's no sweeter dog on the planet than a pit bull. And they've been given a bad reputation, but they are sweet little dogs. And I'm with her. I would have chosen a black pit bull. Thank you so much for that, Bob. I really love it.
Oh, and thank you for calling in, Kay. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is for the second time in a row, the second day in a row, there's 8 wild turkeys in my yard right now. I'm looking right at them as they peck around. There's 4 big ones and 4 little ones, but it's not Thanksgiving, so I can't really do anything about it yet.
No.
Thanks, guys.
And what would you want to do about it? Mark. Why do you hate beautiful animals that come and give you pleasure like that?
We're going to send Kay to your house to deal with you.
877-975-9825.
It is kind of funny, the whole turkey thing, because, I mean, you know where our church is at. And every once in a while, Sunday mornings, we roll into the church, and here they are, just a whole bunch of turkeys out running around. It's like they're up and
what do you call a whole bunch of turkeys?
Democrats.
Not bad.
I don't know. Are they a flock? Or are they something else? I'd call them a
seagulls
flock.
Seagulls are a flock. Sheep are a flock.
I don't know.
Crows, a murder of crows.
Heard that.
Turkey,
I don't know.
Gaggle of turkeys.
Or is it a gaggle?
No, I just made it up.
Yeah, but there is a gaggle. Is it hens? Is a gaggle of hens? Oh, that's a beauty shop. That's something different.
I don't know. Yeah. Somebody will call in eventually. Or text you, maybe.
I usually get these random texts of people who
I've got some making me smile.
Well, what's that?
Well, you know how Bruce Springsteen gets on our nerves, you know, the so-called boss. And,
yeah.
And you know how he's turned all of his shows, who, by the way, I used to be a big fan. He put on incredible shows, a fantastically talented guy. You know, his stuff, I liked his earlier stuff. You know, after The River, in my opinion, things began to change musically, not for the better, in my opinion. But then politically, he really started to crank things up. And it's just a big turnoff for me, honestly. You go to a concert, you don't need to be preached to by anybody. It never changes anybody's minds. You alienate half of your fans. And so... I'm glad that somebody was not afraid to step up in the musical realm and kind of put him in his place.
Yes.
Jonathan Cain, the keyboard and guitarist for Journey, slammed old Bruce and said he's an annoying, bitter old man and he should shut up.
I love it. That's making me smile.
And he went on to say, you were born in the USA, weren't you? It's a little slam and a play on Bruce's song, which, by the way, so many people still don't understand that that's actually a protest song. He's actually facing the American flag and possibly doing something not very nice.
I hear radio stations play that a lot on, like, you know, the 4th of July.
They do. It's kind of morphed into that, really.
But pay attention. Anyway.
Listen to the words.
The correct answer on the turkeys is rafter, although flock is probably most commonly used. Also, gang or posse, but technically rafter is the main one. But I've never
heard
anybody call that.
Me and my posse were hanging out. We just gobbled the night away.
You and your posse, a bunch of turkeys.
We were doing the trot.
Wow.
And then I saw people drinking out of a bottle. It had my picture on it. Oh!
But a bump.
Good morning, Ann. What's making you smile?
Hi. Well, Mark was talking about turkeys in his yard. I live on 20 acres up in Union County, and I feed the turkeys and deer, and we average out about 15 to 20, and I feed them every other day or every, like, maybe three times a week. So I want them to still learn how to fend for themselves, but I don't hunt them at all. I just feed them and watch them grow and get about 10 to 12 deer, too. So... there you go, Mark.
Well, yep, you're in God's country up there. You got 20 acres, that's nice.
No,
a little piece of paradise.
And not to, you know, disparage Ann at all. I mean, she sounds like a really nice lady. Sounds like she's wanting to be nice to the turkeys. Sounds to me like she's fattening them up. That's all I'm saying. Just getting, you know.
Well, I would never.
You know.
Well, hardly ever.
We're just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, turkeys.
Well, what did Ted Nugent tell me a long time ago? He wrote a book about it, and he actually personalized it for me. What a great guy.
Yeah.
He said, before you can grill it, you got to kill it.
Dark meat or light meat? White meat.
I think all meat.
All meat?
Yeah, so any meat you want to eat, you got to kill it before you can grill it.
No, I'm asking your preference on the turkey, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a dark meat guy. Unless
really?
Unless you put it in, like, you know, a good, like, chicken salad sandwich thing.
Oh, okay.
But you got to make sure you get, like, I don't know, some other things, like, I don't know, celery or something in there.
Sure, yeah.
I need
something kind
of crunchy and different to offset it all.
Mm-hmm.
But a good, my mom used to make a good chicken salad sandwich.
Yummy.
If it's done right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It is awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up next, it is the Smoking Gun, which is brought to you by Harry Beckwith's Guns and Range in Micanopy. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy. Multiple reports from Ontario, Canada, quoted local First Nations members this weekend stating that the government did not properly warn them about the catastrophic wildfires that have engulfed entire communities, nor has it even offered adequate response to put them out. And people are extremely angry about that. The government says it's always just so difficult when the infrastructure that we have, like, you know, so many remote northern communities, just so insufficient to deal with that level of crisis that we're experiencing or could very soon be experiencing. And they said basically there's been no major emergency response to this whole situation in Canada. So I guess the good news is, if your smoke does bother you, you've got universal health care. And that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Harry Beckwith Guns and Range in Micanopy. Have a great day. See ya.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.